Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your pocket.
Are you someone who's looking for a home for yourself and your loved ones? But are you facing a lot of pressure regarding affordability because of your income? Well, you might not be the only one. If I told you that the latest data we have from Lightstone Property does highlight the fact that low-income households in South Africa face an acute shortage of formal housing stock. So it's not just affordability that's a challenge, but it's the actual homes themselves. Seems as though there's a shortage in the market. But to help us understand what is driving this factor, we're joined by the Managing Executive for Real Estate, Lightstone Property. Hayley Ivans-Downs joins us now to tell us more. Hayley, such a pleasure to have you and welcome back to the show again.
Thank you, Gugu. Lovely to be here.
Always exciting to speak to you. And of course, at Lightstone, you publish and review much of the insights and industry trends that we see in the property space. And this time around, we have some intriguing dynamics regarding affordable housing. Maybe let's just start with defining, you know, the group of low-income households and what affordable housing looks like in terms of the numbers, the metrics, and even the locations.
So when we look at affordable housing, there's obviously a range of values that we assess. I think in this article, what we're looking at are properties under around your 500,000 in terms of value, but affordable housing could range up to 750,000. So various kind of definitions, but for this one specifically, we're looking at more kind of your 500,000 and also your homes priced under 300,000. So it's really that kind of bracket.
Got you. And this really speaks, you know, just a structure to really make sure that one is safe, sufficient, and has a home for their family and their loved ones. According to your research, it does highlight the fact that there's a shortage of stock here. Tell us more.
So that is something that we've been working on. And essentially what it is showing is that there's a shortage of houses in low income market that, you know, people obviously in that market hold on to properties for a while. And we've picked up that on average, if we had to look at the number of housing stock available in the country, out of the houses available, one in every nearly five basically falls into an affordable property market, which is really showing the lack of housing in the market in the lower end that is available for somebody who can afford that range of property price.
And this is important because this actually speaks to the large majority of South Africans. And yes, I'm hoping you can talk us through those metrics where affordability plays a role because of the incomes that we earn.
Yes, definitely. So this is definitely the market. When we're looking at this market, it's generally your households of 13,000 a month in terms of earnings. And, you know, this is where we're seeing the biggest gap in terms of shortage for properties. And obviously the big portion of our country sits in this value point. So it's definitely a shortage of property and housing, which is something that I think we've been fully aware of for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. And maybe talk us through this dynamic, because I guess for anyone listening, it really does hit quite close to home. As you mentioned, you know, those earning 13,000 rand or less do struggle not only with affordability, but also finding the right property. As you mentioned, people tend to hold on to these kind of properties for a lot longer. One would assume developers would find an opportunity here. Has that slowed down?
Definitely. It's also, you know, what's interesting that we found in developing, you know, they tend to aim at a higher value band in terms of your developments and your affordable housing. That generally starts at your 500 and upwards. And if we focus on the 13,000 a month, which is more your 300,000, there's very small number of developers that are actually doing this. And so that obviously speaks to the fact that there's a shortage of properties in this price range. And I think there needs to be more focus around obviously trying to bridge that gap that we're looking at.
Let's talk about those higher income bands, because I do see that those between earning between 26,000 rand to 40,000 rand a month perhaps have more options than others.
Definitely. This is obviously where the developers are focused, because obviously it's a higher value property. So, you know, when you're earning a little bit more, you obviously have a lot more properties that are available for you to purchase. So that's definitely that what we're seeing in the market. And that also drops. So we spoke earlier about one in five. You know, when you drop down to those kind of levels, you start getting to like 1 to 1.3. So that speaks to basically the availability of housing in the higher income bracket and the higher value band.
Is this also unique to particular metropolitan areas in South Africa?
So this would be aimed, this would be taken from all of the main metros, and this is the view that we're kind of seeing nationally. Mm-hmm. But yes, the main focus of property in the country, majority sits in Gauteng, and then second to that is Western Cape.
This boggles the mind, Hayley, because as I'm sitting here thinking about the shortage in housing, one would assume, okay, well, developers might see an opportunity there. Yes, I understand there might be metrics and they run the numbers in terms of the investment case, but we're also aware that there is a housing subsidy, FLISP, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
For individuals who earn below a certain threshold. Is this playing any influence, though, in trying to improve the affordability of those who might earn less than 13,000 rand a month?
Definitely. I think that would play a huge role in terms of just facilitating those that are just not able to afford getting into the housing market. And I think, you know, a lot of that is also driven more from the government side in terms of providing those subsidies. But I think it's definitely kind of where it needs to be happening, because then it facilitates people owning properties and homes.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming interest rates would also play a significant role here, given where we are in the
They site. Would.
Ah, got you.
They would. Yep. Definitely. I think the interest rate at the moment, we're really just wishing for another drop, maybe one or two, just to help with some of the affordability of purchasing a property and all of the costs that go with it. So yes, would definitely make a difference.
100%. I can imagine, Hayley, that for many South Africans who might be listening, this helps us understand the environment and the status quo in the industry. But we also want to know, what can we do? So for anyone who might be listening who earns below 13,000 rand a month, or let's even take it up to the range of the 26,000 rand target, what options are available for them, and what should they be looking at and exploring? And what does this also mean for them, especially if they happen to be buyers in the market?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. When we look at your 26,000 kind of per month, there's a lot more availability in terms of households and properties available than kind of lower down on the 13,000. And what you end up almost finding is that, you know, it becomes almost more people living in a household, or the rental stock becomes, you know, it becomes more of a renting. But it really does speak to the shortage in that market, in the lower band.
Sure. It's going to be interesting to see how this does shift and evolve. Quick question that just crossed my mind. Is this been a growing trend, especially post the pandemic, perhaps?
This trend has been ongoing for a while. We've seen it kind of through the number of years that we've kind of tracked. So, you know, it's kind of given us a steady kind of view in terms of what's happening. And that's what we've essentially been tracking. There hasn't been any major changes in what we've seen. After COVID, even before COVID, we were sitting with this problem. So I think it is something that needs to be addressed.
100%. Well, we're hoping that this research does fall in the laps of the right people. The right people are hearing us as well in conversation tonight, just to make sure that we do expand in providing affordable housing to South Africans at different income levels, but largely so those earning below 13,000 rand a month. Thank you so much for your time again, Hayley. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gugu. Lovely.
That's the Managing Executive for Real Estate at Lightstone Property, Hayley Ivins-Downs, joining us this evening to give us a better perspective around the lack of affordability and access to the right financing tools, but also just the lack of housing that is available for individuals who largely earn below 13,000 rand a month, including those who earn between 13,000 to 26,000 rand a month. We want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, because I find this to be a lost and missed opportunity for many property developers in South Africa. I'm aware that there are some companies that participated in developments. If you think about AFCO, Inglu Housing, Cosmopolitan, JHC, there's another housing company that also worked on the property development in Vlierhof, if I'm not mistaken. And these are just some of the developers who, you know, have prioritized affordable housing, but it does seem as though there's just a lack of urgency when it comes to the adequate rollout of stock. And by stock, I mean building more affordable flats. affordable houses and homes for many more South Africans to purchase. Again, I want to gently remind you, if you're a South African and you're not familiar with FLISP, it does speak to certain limitations. If you're someone who earns at least 15,000 Rand per month, whether as an individual or combined income with your partner, spouse, or individual that you look to purchase a property with, there is a FLISP housing subsidy. The FLISP stands for Finance Linked Individual Subsidy Program. Basically, the government offers you a level of backing in order to make sure that you can purchase a property. And typically, these would be properties well below 750,000 Rand. So look into that if you are in that income bracket. There is support that is available. Consider it. It's FLISP, the Finance Linked Individual Subsidy Program. Anyone earning below 15,000 Rand a month, single or combined income, can actually reach out to several institutions to assist them with this particular financing. But share your thoughts. I'm so keen. And I think this really does speak to what we see in terms of society and the reality of how we choose to live, is that if you can't afford to buy the property, then you rent. And you rent with family, or you continue to stay at home, or you find a smaller dwelling to stay in for a short amount of time. These are just some of the dynamics that we live by, but we always want to hear your thoughts. So get in touch. Let's do the show together.
063-688-0959. Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.